Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley. Mark Willard, it is the crossover. Hey, guys.
What's going on, Steiny?
Not a lot. Had a great Monday with Goo. We really jibed. Notice how I spell it with a B, which is the correct way.
It is, yeah. I wonder what jibed is like when, I listened off and on for, about 3+ hours of the 4, and is part of the jibing you pulling out the paintbrush and, like, moving him all the way into the corner and then paint. I wonder if that's part of the jibing.
I don't know. You'll have to ask Goo.
Well, I'm asking both of you.
I was just being myself, Goo.
Yeah, I was being myself. And I'm going to be different.
No, I love it. And I wonder who's more negative.
Friday pulled me aside, and somebody I care about, and told me the amount of times I interrupt during this process. So it's nothing personal. I'm just running the Four Corners offense.
No,
but
don't
you asked me a question.
No.
So yeah.
I need you to interrupt. I need you on the. I want you on that interrupt. I need you on that interrupt.
I need to know who this person is, because now I need to pull that person aside.
It was Norm.
Yeah, Norm, come on. Yeah. This is four people and an extended.
And I get excited when more people. See, I'm interrupting you.
I love that you did it.
I need it.
This is how we speak to each other. I was just in Cabo with my best friends in life. We didn't wait for each other to finish sentences. Who does that? Who does that?
If people knew the position you put me in without them knowing, it's unbelievable.
And I love every second of it.
So Norm, Norm said that. It was Norm. Come on, Norm.
Norm!
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, George Wendt. That's why I did it.
No, you did great.
Went to the... You guys done? We went to the cafeteria Friday, and as we were about to have one, I said, RIP to Norm, and everybody went, Norm.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Stoney, don't remember.
I love what you guys did today. I thought today was actually helpful. Your radio show today was helpful.
Catharsis.
It really was. And if anybody's tuning in just now and doesn't know kind of the summary of what you started out by saying that you're having a hard time finding the joy in watching sports.
Like KD.
It's scary.
But I get it. I get it. And it got me thinking in so many different directions. And it might be almost at the core of why sports radio sounds the way it does sometimes when everybody's kind of... So, like, here's where my mind went. Your whole show was about whether or not you approach a season with expectation or hope. That, to me, was your whole show. And I think that's fascinating because that's a choice. That's a choice. There is no wrong answer.
And can't they meet each other?
Well, they do sometimes. But I felt therapy because it helped me understand to a certain degree why I get called a homer a lot of times on this station. And it's not, I don't think I'm actually a homer. I think I don't look at sports through the lens of expectation. And if I'm going to be angry at a team, it's because they're the A's. That's anger worthy. But you don't want to know what conversation this just led to with me and Dibs in the other
room?
Give
it to us.
Do you know how many people in the high ranking levels of the 49ers, Giants, and Warriors are on the hot seat right now?
I would say zero.
None.
Thank right. you.
None.
Like, the hottest seat is probably Mike Dunleavy, and he's like George Gervin on that ice throne.
No one's on the hot seat.
Yeah,
one's job
Bob
is on
Melvin.
The
I threw out.
He got a new boss 9 months ago.
Exactly.
Like, no one's on the hot seat. And so I think if your team is coming from an intuitive place and they're making good faith with good intentions, efforts to try to win and be entertaining and all that, it's not always going to work. But if they're coming from the right place, then I don't get angry at the team. You don't win every year. The A's, you can get mad at that. I worked in San Diego when the Chargers left. You can get mad at that. You know, and you can get mad when people are pulling the rug out from underneath your feet. But
Pirates.
Sure, I mean, yeah. I don't know exactly.
That's the joke, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you could do it in little moments. I got ticked off at the Giants for bunting in Detroit.
Yeah, you did.
You were hot. He was hot.
But from a larger sense, expectation versus hope. That's kind of the way I thought you guys were talking.
The way I looked at it is if you're not very good, it's hope. If your team is actually good, it becomes expectation. So, like the Warriors, yeah, you're not hoping that they make the playoffs next year. You're expecting it. Now, whether or not they can win a title, you guys did a whole healthy dose of that, and we will too. But for me, hope and expectation boils down to where are you as an organization? And, you know, the Giants right now, you're expecting them to at least be in the mix come September, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Slightly above 500 and be in the wild card mix. You're hoping that they can win the whole damn thing, but you're not expecting them to, right?
Well, so I'm not, but if they get there, then you never know. I do believe that. I do think, though, that when it comes to the Giants, let's say, yes, I expect them to be in the mix. They were kind of in the mix last year, right? And then fell off a little late.
Yeah.
If that happens again this year, I'd be a little disappointed if I were a Giants fan, if they don't make that third wild card.
See, disappointment, I think, is an interesting word.
Right.
You can be disappointed, right. But how about angry?
No, because if you go into the season being realistic, you know it's... They got a shot, but it's not guaranteed. So if they don't make it in, it would be disappointing. But if the Dodgers didn't make the playoffs, I could see how that might make their fan base angry. Although
they've had everything go wrong with their entire pitching staff, it's led to them being 36-23. It's crazy. But like, what about this, Dibs? We should ask them if they see the Warriors season. If you were to grade the Warriors season,
I got this from these guys.
Oh, you did.
I don't know if they gave a grade.
Did you get a grade?
But I heard them talking about grades, and in my car, I was like, "Oh, I know my grade."
Okay.
And his grade actually happened to be my grade.
Exact same grade.
And when I said my grade out loud, I was like, "Oh, okay." My own grade surprised me.
Before we get theirs, since we didn't do ours, you go and I'll go, so we can hear theirs.
Well, I said it was a good year, so I got to give it a B.
Okay, go.
I said unfulfilling for the way that it ended, but that's not the question, so I'm going B+.
Okay. That's what we had.
Exact
B+.
Same grade that we gave it.
Yeah, B+. B+.
And so, like, can you find joy?
Get to YouTube to see the bespeckled Steiny.
Go ahead, Willard.
He gave him a serious DL right there. That's a dirty look for those of you scoring at home.
Well, when doesn't he?
Yeah.
But
and those frames are fire, by the way.
Thanks. Oh, yeah.
A little mix of frames. Not W.C. Fields, but like it's Poindexter.
Larry David's father on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Are those new frames?
Harry Carey.
Like N-E-W Harry. Frames or are they N-U-E new frames?
They're N-E-W.
Yeah.
They are N-E-W.
Only Steiny in the whole world. Steiny's the only other person who got that joke, but y'all understand it soon.
I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you said you were disappointed in the season.
Gosh, for the umpteenth time, maybe four ears in the room, you'll hear it better.
Dead.
The bottom line is this team was left for dead. I know that. Oh, what's going on with Steph? He don't look like himself. They made a blockbuster trade, and this is what he doesn't get. So from the 23-8, even it was prettier before it got to 23-8. At the end, we saw the numbers and the metrics go the Warriors' way. And, guys, I jump back on board of, oh, my gosh, this is a team that's done it in the past. They know how to do it. Now you got Jimmy Butler and all his credentials, and we're watching them suffocate teams. I just said, and I'm part of it, oh, my gosh, where's this thing going? So I had Western Conference Finals. And I still will die on that hill because, to be honest, basketball-wise, yeah, we got beat by Minnesota, but did we without our best player?
But see, did you see what you just did there?
Tell me.
I think this is the key to the whole thing.
Right.
As soon as it got good, you placed a label on it. You placed an expectation.
And what was the label?
You said Western Conference Finals.
And you said they could win it all when it was happening.
But could is fine.
All right.
But you said Western Conference Finals.
But Draymond said they were going to.
Great. Draymond says lots of stuff.
As a fan, Will, real quick, doesn't that stem from euphoria that I'm happy with what I'm watching with this metamorphosis?
Yes.
Where I'm thinking, oh, my gosh.
The beauty of your argument today, and the reason it would never end and you could do it again tomorrow, is you guys decided to discuss who's the positive one and then who's the negative one. And the answer in both cases is you. It's both.
And that.
Because you ride the wave and he's not got a surfboard. So when it's up, you're higher than he is. And when it's down, you're lower than he is.
Okay.
And that's the ride. That's what everyone loves about you. You go on the coaster and everyone gets to go with you when you go there. So when they get Jimmy Butler and win, we're going to win the championship. But then when they don't, it's like, I can't believe they didn't win the championship. Like, that's the roller coaster. But the expectation is where, to me, that's where, and this is great that you do it.
I didn't go in that far.
I'm just like, let's see where it goes. This is great right now. Let's see where it goes. And then Steph Curry limped off the floor, and then that was the out.
Fighting Steiny about how dare you say it was a pretty good season when you, and I could be wrong here, Dib, you guys let me know, when you don't like where they're at as an organization. Am I mixing fruit with that? How can you say it was a good season, but yet you're screaming from the rooftops that you don't like what direction they're going? And he shared that with us, so I fought him on that. Like, I don't think you get to stand in that line of, it was a good season, but you don't like where they're at overall.
No, you can, because the season is completely independent from the direction in which they're going. And I don't judge the direction in which they're going, because that's the only direction that they can actually go. Because you can't, in my opinion, you cannot trade Steph Curry. And so if you keep Steph Curry, all you can do is try to surround him with things that are cost effective, not, you know, mortgaging the future, that can give him at least a chance to do what they did this year, which was be one of the last eight teams playing. So for me, shout out the boy band One Direction. You only have one direction. The other direction is completely ridiculous to me, because the other direction is you trade Steph, you go full OKC, and you go, you know what? We're going to go 5 years of amassing a war chest of draft picks, and we'll see you in 2030.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Goo.
I just went.
No, but we've stopped talking.
Okay. Well,
we've
laid out for the reason why it's a B+, in my opinion, is
thank you,
because, and I told Mark this, and I asked him this question probably 14 times at least. I gave him in December and January all the way through an over-under on playoff wins. Over-under 4.5. What did he think? And he was under all the way until about March 27th when
they beat the Lakers.
Right. When that thing started to pop with Jimmy Butler.
And then Denver the very next night. Remember that? The gauntlet week? Yeah, that one.
So for me, the bar had always been set at 4.5 playoff wins. You win a series, you don't get swept, and that is where I set the bar. And so because I set the bar there, they won 5 playoff games. That, to me, is good enough. And then what they were able to do, and miss me with the whole idea of trades being hard, because I'm just looking at the year, and they've made 4 trades in the last 12 months. So trades aren't hard, guys. You do it all the flipping time. So what they did in the trades, though, going from Clay to Melton and company and Melton into Schroeder and Schroeder and company into Jimmy Butler, I thought that what they did with the roster was lightweight genius. And so because of that, and I know they have work to do this offseason, right, but where they are and where they started and where they ended up, for me, that's what takes it from a B- to a B+.
And I don't want to make this sound like Little League, but like, did you have fun? Did you have fun?
No, it was incredible.
Okay. Like, there were twists, there were turns that we didn't see coming. Like, I think if you just, and there's a mathematical way to do this too. It's not just emotional. Mathematically, if you look at like, I describe it this way, the Q rating of the Warriors in this city once Jimmy arrived, it was through the roof.
Oh, no doubt.
It was through the roof.
It was back like KD was still here.
It was through the roof. And then when it stopped, there was at least a very, very heavy, large, understandable reason why it stopped. So, like, how can you be angry? Disappointed?
Yeah.
Of course.
Unfulfilled.
Who does it? Any team, and this is almost all of them every year, that loses their last game, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing because it's over.
Now, okay.
You know what I mean? But, like, angry?
And speaking of that,
I thought this was the core of our Jimmy Butler conversation.
No, we got that out. But what about a Niner fan that wasn't around the last time they got it done, and you lead said football game twice by 10 points?
Uh-huh.
And what hurt me today real quick about Steiny is when we were talking about the Niners, he just blew past me not knowing what a good time it's been, those regular seasons, the Niners with all the accolades and predictions and them to live up to it. Could you understand how somebody or a diehard Niner fan could be angry that they haven't got it done the last 3 Super Bowls?
I mean, if you're asking, do I understand it? Yeah. Of course.
And that
do I share it? No, I
know that.
I don't. And like you and I have done this exercise before. A 10-point lead in an NFL game with Mahomes being the other quarterback? That's nothing. That's nothing. The Knicks are giving up games where they're up by 14 with like 10 seconds to go.
New NBA, but
do you know what I mean? Like, that's not, when is a 10-point lead, because we're in the fourth quarter, insurmountable? And it's nothing.
And Dibs, I lumped in the 3 Bay Area pro teams.
Yep.
And just made a list of each year how they did at their best. And it is staggering how much success we've had in the Bay Area with our pro teams compared with other cities.
Yep.
It is un-freaking believable. And okay, the Niners haven't won a Super Bowl, but there's been 7 titles between the other two.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two teams in 15 years. They've still made the Super Bowl three times. The Niners, it's like, we're spoiled.
Spoiled. Beyond spoiled. And that's where I get to what Mark's talking about with, you know, hope and expectation, because our expectations now in this market are absolutely bananas through the roof. And you and I have a mutual friend, Derek Petrak, born and raised in Detroit. And so if you want to talk about Detroit expectations, well, now the Lions have them for the first time maybe Sitter in his life.
Retired today. Yeah,
and I know. And our friend Derek, I don't want to call him out, but he openly wept when they made it deep into the season last year because it's that special. And the Tigers are once every 20 years, they sniff it. And I'm going to put hockey aside, D. I apologize. I do love the Red Wings. Shout out Steve Yzerman. But beyond that, like the Pistons, we going to go back to the Bad Boy Pistons, which I believe was 89-90. Or no, they got the one, right, with Chauncey and the fellas?
Yep.
Did they not? But
04, 05, 04.
Okay, so three titles in the past 45 years.
Yeah.
And the Tigers have zero in that time?
You know what would be fun exercise to play with your friend is when that Lions-Niners NFC Championship game happened, what did it sound like in Detroit the next day versus what would it have sounded like if that had happened to the Niners?
Oh, man. I think you still would be going.
What if the Niners were up by 17 at half and blew the game?
Oh.
What would that sound like? And to me,
Fire Kyle right now.
It's anger versus sadness. I think Detroit was sad. They were like, you broke our hearts. We thought we were going to the Super Bowl. A Niner fan, though, then goes out the very 2 weeks later, goes to overtime in the Super Bowl, loses to one of the greatest of all time. Sure, there were frustrating moments within it, but anger. So, I mean, you know, it's not that I don't get it. You get it.
And that's why I cited your tweet. I was driving home last week. Well, I forgot to tell you. No, just about the Giannis, but just your team being relevant in the city. And I said in my car, why can't I be more like you had just from the tweet from afar, you have defined what your happiness was. And that's all it's about.
Well, I threw this at Grandy on Friday. So I'd love to hear all three of you answer this because this was kind of the concept. What it would take for Giannis to be on the team and Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond all still be here. You're literally talking about a carcass. Like it's those four and 12 Pat Spencers. That's what the team would be. And you'd have no assets for years to come, which Steve Kerr already basically, this is what got us on the conversation. He publicly stated, he's like, that's ludicrous. You don't do that when your stars are all 37 years old. You just flat out don't do that. But what if you get Giannis, I guarantee you a title next year. You win. You win the whole thing. Steph gets ring number five. However, after that, 12 years of no playoffs. Make the trade?
Oh, no. I didn't know you were going there. No, 12 years, no playoffs.
Okay.
Steiny lived it.
Dibs?
I mean, I'd rather have you ask Steiny because he was covering
but
that.
But why so drastic? I can't
because
wait.
Because you're out of all assets.
No assets, no picks.
You got no way to rebuild that team.
And no way is anyone going to want to come here and be a free agent here if you've got, and I don't want to keep using Pat's name, but if you're the fighting Spencers, because I love Pat and I defended him when you came down his road.
Well, what's his nickname? Not a great NBA player. Anyway.
I wonder,
he's an NBA player.
He is. He's great. I mean, great athlete.
12 non-playoff appearances. Yeah.
That was what they did before.
Yeah,
you know, Curry got here. It's a good question.
Thanks,
and I think that, honestly, I think there's a lot of people that would say, I'll do that. And the reason would be because, unfortunately, in our area, they'd be like, we'll win next year, and then I'll just kind of check out as a hardcore fan.
And I don't want to check out. Like, you want to know what that means to me? You get one more ring. We've already had four. But we get one more ring. But now, the next time I get to take my kid to a playoff game, he gets to buy the beer. He's 11. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I want to experience this every year with them. You know what I mean? So to me, bad trade.
Nelson, Adelman, Carlissimo, St. Jean,
I would love to do
Cowens,
this.
Winters, Musselman, Montgomery.
You meant, what about Smart?
Yeah, Key Smart.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Nelson Smart.
I'm sorry. It started with Nelson and Lanier the first year.
Oh, my.
Then two Adelmans, two and a little
you
bit
have
of
an Ed Gregory?
Simone. No, I don't.
No, he was their interim GM.
Yeah, no, he was with George Karl back in 88. But, and the win totals were 26, 36, 30, 19, 21, 19, 17, 21, 38, 37, 34, 34.
5 years in a row, they won 21 or fewer games.
Correct.
5 years in a row.
A great time out.
That is unbelievable. Now, in fairness,
you want to go to the game?
One of those was a lockout shortened season. PJ Carlissimo, 21 and 29.
Facts. Which bought him 27 games the next year until he choked me. He choked me, Kev.
Dibs, I got to get this off before we go.
Get it off.
You were off Friday, and we were talking about the last American-born NBA MVP, James Harden.
Yep.
It's been a while. And all of a sudden now you got Monte Ellis and anybody that'll listen, Gilbert Arenas. AAU is the reason because they're not teaching fundamentals. And I think that could be true, but it ain't all AAU. When I say that, you say what? Is it all AAU?
I'm not
These guys go to high school, too, to play.
Well,
and college.
To say AAU is putting an umbrella over what is really called club basketball now, because it's not just AAU. Club basketball is a phenomenon that goes beyond AAU. But the real reason, the real issue for me is not only club basketball, but it's also the portal and the idea that players, if you're a good college player or a college player who is a prospect and you have one monster year, it's better for you to come out and flash and get in the draft as opposed to go out there and grind for 4 or 5 years and really learn the game, because you know you go out there and you get that contract. So I do think that it is somewhat of an American phenomenon about the way we teach and coach the game. It's changed. It's changed.
It has.
Just real quick, Stiane.
That's great analysis.
That's my quarterback.
I love that you said that.
Yeah, it's 212.
Yeah.
I think you'll love this on your way out the door.
It really has.
Trades are hard.
He doesn't have to leave.
Yet the Warriors, back in June of last year, they traded the number 52 pick to the Thunder for Lindy Waters. The Thunder traded that pick to Portland. The Warriors bought that pick back from Portland. The Warriors used that pick to take Quentin Post. So they basically got Lindy Waters for free, but trades are hard.
Money, not for free. They had to pay for it.
I don't think Mike Dunleavy had to go out of pocket.
No, but somebody did.
Right, but the point
is,
somebody
had to pay for Quentin Post.
That pick got traded and traded and then traded.
Yeah, but
and then the Warriors reused the pick that they had already used.
I don't think they meant that when they said trades are hard. They don't mean like for the 52nd pick in the draft for cash. They're talking about actual, like, players.
But that this pick got traded three different times.
I understand. So you're talking about higher level stuff. I think.
What I'm talking about is the wildest or the most craziest offseason that we're ever going to see.
That's what Sean
that's
says.
Coming up. And trades are going to be flying.
Mm.
And we're going to report them, Steiny.
And you know where we're going to report them?
Tell me. I have no idea.
On the radio.
95.7 The Game, a little more specific.
Mm-hmm. Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.